Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you and your loved ones are doing well, and I hope you've been enjoying the early days of autumn. All kinds of wonderful events are popping up across the county, from our towns to the Farm Museum, and they're all worth checking out. I'll have a little bit more about that later on. Now, at present, the commissioners remain very busy through the autumn, with the Maryland Piedmont Reliability Project, or MPRP, at the forefront of our minds. We're continuing to work with our delegates and senators to build and strengthen alliances and to determine what options we have to oppose MPRP. One of the issues that we've been raising as of late in the letters and documents that we're authoring is to challenge what legal authority the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or Regional Energy Manager PJM, or New Jersey company PSEG, which will be responsible for the MPRP, has to do any of this in the first place, especially with the Supreme Court overturning the Chevron decision this past summer, which had previously given federal agencies broad authority to do things that were properly done by elected officials. Without that authority, what legal grounds do they have to violate local control, cross jurisdictional boundaries, and unilaterally decide on a project of this magnitude with zero deliberation and no approval from any official in this or any level of elected and accountable government? Most recently, Senator Ben Cardin has raised concerns about the MPRP, and we're incredibly grateful now to have an elected leader at the federal level who has also raised his voice concerning MPRP. I also want to thank the group Stop MPRP and other citizen-based groups who are also working hard in the same effort to prevent these power lines from bisecting our county. Now, at some point soon, PSEG will be unveiling what route from among 10 potential paths that they've chosen for the transmission line. As I've said before and I say again now, it doesn't matter what path they choose. There is no breathing a sigh of relief if it isn't near your property. They've shown us 9 other future potential routes for power lines. So again, when that final pathway is announced, we have to keep in mind that it really isn't the final pathway at all. Elsewhere, the Board of Commissioners has been engaged in early discussions about the Carroll County Master Plan, which is considered and renewed every 10 years. Effectively, the Master Plan is a long-term strategic vision for the future of the county, ranging from development to new projects to policies. This in turn not only helps guide the county's trajectory, but will also affect our budget process as well. In the coming weeks, the county will be releasing information on how you can participate. We'd certainly love to have you be a part of determining the future, so I very much hope that you'll continue to watch and pay attention for that possibility and for those options. Now, on a personal note, I've been traveling around the county as I typically do, trying to attend events, functions, and to support different groups. And during the final weekend in September, I had the ability to get over to Memorial Park in Tawnytown for Harvest Fest, and then to run over to the Tawnytown History Museum for their harvest exhibit of antique, classic, and historic tractors. Despite the rain, the turnout was awesome, and by the afternoon the sun had come out for a little while. Now, interestingly enough, while I was at the History Museum, I learned, and I did not previously know this, that a lot of machinery that accomplished everyday tasks were designed to be run off of tractor engines and motors 100 years ago, because that was the primary source of power that a farm might have if they didn't have electricity. The History Museum had an historic ice cream maker running and making actual ice cream during the exhibit, which was awesome. Now, the other awesome thing is that the autumn really only has just begun, and there are a number of other awesome events that are taking place around the county, and the Farm Museum will be hosting a couple of them. The Fall Harvest Celebration will occur on October 12th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Fall Flea Market will occur on October 19th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the Maryland Crab Cake Festival will occur on October 26th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. More information on these and other awesome events can be found on the Farm Museum's website. Now, in closing, I also want to offer my prayers to all of our fellow Americans who have been affected by the hurricane that has devastated such a huge part of the South. I know that there are plenty of ways to donate and plenty of ways to help, and if you are able to help out, please do so, and certainly, certainly pray for those whose lives have been forever altered by that storm. I also want to extend my prayers and blessings to Israel as they withstand new waves of terrorist attacks and fight for their security and survival. And to all of our Jewish brothers and sisters celebrating the New Year, Shana Tova and God's blessings to you. I hope that all of you have an absolutely amazing October and that you'll enjoy the autumn and Halloween, and I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today.